Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2563, Why You Should Stop Trying to Conform to the Molds of Other Minimalists, by Cheryl Smith with NoSidebar.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, and we're going to get right to our Minimalist Monday post and start optimizing your life. Why You Should Stop Trying to Conform to the Molds of Other Minimalists, by Cheryl Smith with NoSidebar.com. When my family and I first felt the call to downsize and simplify our lives, I set out to find every single thing I could that was written about minimalism. I scoured minimalist blogs and looked for minimizing how-to books, absorbing every word and devouring every spark of inspiration. To this day, no one could be more interested in hearing the stories of others who are walking this journey, but somewhere along the way, I started comparing myself to the people whose stories I read. Comparison breeds discontent, and I was allowing my reading in an underlying counterproductive way to erode the peaceful life we are carving out and pursuing. For a span of time, I pulled away from all the reading until I could find my own minimalist identity. I began to understand that I am not anyone else, nor do I need to conform to someone else's definition of minimalism. The worth of my family's way of life is not measured by others, and I do not need to try to squeeze our story into the mold of the way other minimalists are doing things. Each one of us is unique, and each of our journeys are our own. While it is an enormous blessing to draw strength and encouragement from the telling and hearing of one another's stories within the minimalist community, we need not feel guilty about not being able to keep up with or conform to the path of anyone else. Here are four things to remember when you feel discouraged about not being a good enough minimalist. Number one, this is not a contest. There are no minimalist police who will unexpectedly show up at any of our front doors, clipboards in hand, to inventory the number of things we possess or the level of the starkness of our decor. There are no medals for the person who owns the least or who has donated the most, nor are there official benchmarks that determine when any of us becomes a bona fide minimalist. It is all about finding the peace that comes from simplification, not about who is finding it the quickest or in the most impressive or trendy way. Number two, not every suggestion will work for everyone, and that's okay. There is no one-size-fits-all method for minimizing one's life. In a college creative writing class, I learned something valuable about other people's advice. Take what you can use and throw the rest away. Trying to force someone else's exact success strategy to work in our own very different set of circumstances can lead to frustration, failure, and a complete discontinuation of interest. We are all in this thing together, but we must each blaze our own trail. Learning to sift through and differentiate between what is doable and what isn't applicable to your own situation is very liberating. What a relief it is to know that we can glean wisdom and learn from each other, but we do not have to adhere to opinions or principles that do not serve or work for us. Fixating on what others are doing can distract from focusing on what we need to do. It is all about finding a healthy balance and implementing only the advice that is beneficial to your unique minimizing circumstances. Number three, when it comes to minimizing, windows of opportunity never close. They are always open and their potential never expires. Don't feel that you've missed the boat because you may not measure up to someone else's progress. There's a good chance they may have been at this longer than you, but even if that's not the case, you are not running late and you can pick up right where you are today and begin to minimize or get back on track. It's okay to go at your own pace without judgment. And number four, your journey is authentic. Even if the steps you have taken and are taking do not seem to be as extreme as the measures others are taking to simplify their lives, that doesn't negate the value of everything you are doing. Someone who is overly encumbered and indebted may feel the need to make more drastic life changes than someone who is debt-free and who owns fewer possessions. The efforts you are faithfully making to minimize and improve your life, however big or small, are significant and important and should never be deemed less than. The truth is that every single step you take toward a life that is free from the things that now tie you down and make your life less beautiful than it is intended to be is an admirable accomplishment and should be applauded, my friend. You are seeking simplicity, and that is a great thing. So press on and be encouraged by what inspires and motivates you. Release advice that doesn't fit your circumstances and relax in the peace that comes from remaining true to what you know is best for you. You just listened to the post titled, Why You Should Stop Trying to Conform to the Molds of Other Minimalists by Cheryl Smith with nosidebar.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Cheryl. This one was a little reminder for me even about why I do this podcast, or really why I continue to do this podcast. It started a bit on a whim when my business partner and I got a bit tired of creating apps that we didn't think were adding much value to the world. And the idea of getting permission from authors to narrate their articles and turn it into podcast episodes was really a culmination of multiple things, but I didn't have any sort of long-term plan and couldn't have imagined that I'd still be sharing an article every day after 2,500 episodes. It's easy to get sucked into a certain thing like minimalism, for example, to go all in with that all or nothing mindset and then simply burn out. I know I've done that with tons of things myself, and reading uplifting content could have been that same issue. I could have read a ton of books all at once, implemented very little, then burned out. But the one a day sort of limit that was accidentally imposed on me with this podcast has helped a lot. It's kept that constant reminder day after day, and that's where I think it's helped me the most. So whether this is your first time listening or 2,500th time listening or more, I'm hoping you can be on the journey for the long term with me where we get to hear something nice and uplifting, which feels a bit more rare in this world these days, and a little each day instead of binging and then trying to compare ourselves to others, like Cheryl talked about in this article. I think if you stick around for the long haul, the positive effects will not only continue, but compound. I've heard it from listeners before who have shared their story. So with that, thank you for being here and being part of the journey. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow reading to you, as usual, of course, where your optimal life awaits.